Wanna drink a fresh juice or something?
I
What do
don't
you want?
think so.
No?
You have some,
No,
don't
I
you?
don't want
It's much
any.
offense.
I'm fine.
Well, I feel that I've been thoroughly teed up. Teed and cottoned.
Do you wanna put this on?
Yes, please, I want to clean my face. Any interesting fussy waxes is going to be allowed. Is this new, Brenda?
Oh, it's really old.
Is it?
It's one we normally keep in the attic. We've been keeping it down here now because of, it's like Lee, Jane sleeps. They sleep in their down here, the camp out. Because James uses it down here, the sleeping baby.
Have you got a rubbish bag area? Rubbish bits area.
I don't. Shut it over there.
Oh, great. Phew. Perfume. I was given two little samples, you know, it's only a tiny bit.
That plumber, has he been charged over anything?
Oh, it's nice, isn't it? That's kind.
So they could just get him some cigarettes or something.
They say that it's the poor that helps the poor, and that's how I find it goes, quite honestly.
Yeah, he's a sweetie, he is. You got it on?
No, I haven't. Oh, that is nice. I like that very much. Yes.
Unforgettable.
So, a new one. Revlon. You see, I've decided that I'm going to leave Clinique, the expensive makeup, for some, you know, until I get myself re-established financially. And Revlon is a very, very good medium price range. For Marks and Spencer's with us, isn't it lovely?
I think what we'll do is we'll write down, got this nice big paper, what we've got,
yes.
What we've got to get, you know, who
yes.
they're for.
Right, right.
Jean, Brenda, present.
It was no good my making a list before I came down because I just haven't seen anything like this in Marks in Norwich.
Well, the thing is, you probably wouldn't have a day, would you?
No.
To be honest, with
no.
Peggy or anybody
no.
going to get this amount.
No. No way.
Because you wouldn't, you think, oh no, no, they won't want that, they won't want that. And same as me.
Mm.
I wouldn't think.
We're definitely good for each other as shoppers.
But what I thought I'd do is, like, for Ellie and Linda, the Christmas presents, say, I mean, you know, it won't be a lot, but that will be it.
Mm.
And I would sort of put that in there.
Yeah.
There are knickers in there.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then something like,
Do you know, I think that I should have got something like that for Shirley Jones, shouldn't I?
These are lovely, these boxes.
Bits and pieces.
Yes.
Well, see.
And another thing, I know my ironing lady, Lynn, she does car boots every week, and she actually sells junk earrings, £1 a pair. I mean, they're not very, but I mean, Ellie and Linda up
yes.
in Wisbeach, they love that sort
yes.
of thing, you
yes.
know what I mean?
Is Ellie in Wisbeach now?
She's been there for the last month, yeah.
With your mum?
Yeah. She's got met another boyfriend up there. She dumped Steve.
Yes, I knew she'd dumped Steve.
But that, I mean, you know, you can sort of screw that up. But I just thought that if you could afford it, you could
yeah.
put something extra to it.
Yes.
But if not. I mean, you've got the tissue paper there.
Yes.
And then you've got the, like, even the stickers.
Yes.
It's lovely.
Yes, it is.
Design paper on there.
Yes.
And the stickers to seal the actual box.
Yes.
Well, then,
I don't think, I don't know about you, but I don't think, personally, that needs wrapping up.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's its own wrapping.
Obviously an art.
Prefold centre creases A and B. Prefold. A and B. Pull flat, C and D upright.
Aha, that's it, isn't it? But I think so, one under the, you know, and then whatever, even if you didn't put, you know, I mean, people would think you've got it from Marky Sparks because it's got the label, and see it, and I mean, I think that's lovely. I mean, you know how much boxes are.
Quite.
I mean, to get the tissue paper.
Yes.
And the labels and the cards.
Mm.
So 99p.
Son-in-law. For Mitch.
Mitch. Mitch. What do we put? Basket or snuggie?
Basket of toiletries, yes. And then perhaps put Mary Ann's next.
Yeah. That's lovely, isn't it?
Yes. Daughter. Mary Ann.
Mary Ann.
Basket of toiletries.
Right. And then I got, didn't I get for Kim? That was the one I got. I got the mini version, didn't I?
Yes, for Kim.
Lovely that is.
Yes.
It's a nice, again, nice box to keep, isn't it?
Mm.
She loves the body shot.
Uh-huh.
But even that doesn't need wrapping, does it?
But put your lot sort of separate from mine and we can see how we're going.
And what we're strengthening,
right.
Can't we?
Yeah.
Kit. Box. So
I should add your daughter-in-law, Mari, a mulled fruit.
How's her Mari?
M-A-R-I-E.
It's like Marie.
Mm.
Right, what is what you've got there?
A bottled fruit.
Yep.
And a tin of sweets.
These what? No.
No, what are they? Are they biscuits or
continental biscuits?
Oh, yes.
Are they hers?
They're hers, yes. And the tin of sweets as well.
That's right.
Sweets. So that's three items.
Right, then I've got Aunt Ivy. You didn't get any of these, did you?
No. Decided that they were too expensive for people.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Hi,
Jane.
Hi.
How are you?
Not bad. Probably in there.
Where's the receipt?
You've had it.
Did I?
You got it, you put it with your card.
All right.
Yeah, that it. Unless we left another bag in the car. Give it to me, I'll have a look.
Yeah.
Christmas gifts, gifts, gifts. You had it in your hand.
Yeah, but I was a bit doubtful about it, wasn't I? Do you remember that? I kept on saying these pictures are a bit too bright. And we've seen these cats over and over again.
How are you then?
Not too bad, thanks.
You're late tonight, Dad. So you've been at 9:30?
No, I said I wouldn't be late.
Oh. So how did your work experience go today?
Not too bad. I've done my diary for the bit of the morning.
Was it a bit boring? Did they set you much work?
No, I just done my diary. I've printed half sides for the diary.
Oh, that's good. So is that finished?
It's about 8 minutes.
Been Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
We're on tape 4.
4 tape?
Yes. Yak, 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 yak. We can't go to bed till we've done at least 5.
It's just starting.
Yeah, just on the pool.
Any phone calls?
No. Tomorrow, because Dad's, Nigel can phone Dad in the afternoon. Mm. So Jill's going to phone you tomorrow. You're not going out tomorrow, are you?
No.
Jill's phoning you tomorrow morning, so it might be easier. She said that she's going to visit Vic at 2:00 till about 3:30. Then she's coming home. And then she's going back over there about 6:00 till 8:00. Now she was going to say that she was going to drop you off there at 2:00 and pick you up again at 8:00. Now you're not going to want to be 6 hours at hospital bedside, are you? And Claire said tonight she's going and Joe's going to probably pop over tomorrow.
What's going to make you?
Well, they just said tomorrow. Claire said tomorrow evening. And Joe said, oh no, I'm going to go Sunday. And Claire said, oh, I'm going tomorrow. So what I thought to do, if Jill phones tomorrow morning,
Because Dad's going to be working now till about 3 anyway, so he's not going to be able to take you. Say to Jill, yes, you could go over with her at 2 o'clock. And then come back with her about 4. And just say you're going to nip in with Dad then and try and get your suit.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I looked at that one again at Burton's today. And is James is sort of like the lightish grey? Was it 89, 99? Sort of a slate sort of grey.
Might be.
It's not a light grey with lines in it. It's sort of looks almost sort of shiny-ish.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, they've got that, and they've also got it in a dark green, which is really nice.
In a dark green.
Yeah. Sort of.
Burton's in working.
Yeah. It's sort of like an olivey green. Not bottle green. It's sort of like, what's an olive green in here, Jean?
Well, I was just looking out, is it like the
yes,
colour of that?
Very sort of lighter than that.
It's a lot lighter than bottle, that.
Yes. Something like in that picture.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Have you seen it? Yeah, well that's 89 plus there's 15% off.
What are the ones that the Italians wear called?
What do you call the double-breasted one? Italian suits?
I don't remember.
But what I'll do is, if tomorrow I get time, I'll have a look in Topshop, if I'm over that way. And if there is any decent suits, then I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if you don't get it tomorrow, perhaps one night after school.
It might be easy just to hire one.
No, why pay 50 quid to hire one?
It's ridiculous.
When you're going to pay 75 quid and you've got one.
Yeah, where am I going to wear it again? I've outgrown it in a few months.
Well, no, you buy a size bigger.
Well, definitely.
You like them bigger. I mean, you won't. You're not going to, I mean, you're right, you can have a bit more bone, but you're only going to get a bit more muscly. And you like them baggy anyway. You don't get one that fits. You would buy, that's why I said it would have been probably better to pay the extra 20 quid and brought the Italian side double-breasted. Because they're baggy effects.
Yeah, well, when can you buy them?
That shop next door to Intersports. No, but it's a nice man shop, it's a beautiful man shop.
Nice,
yeah, but I don't see, some of them got on suits at the moment, special offers on them, because they're not shifting them. But it's ridiculous, Hugh Harris, 50 quid a night to hire a suit. Because you pay your £50 and that's it. But this suit, I mean, that's what I said, if you buy a grey suit, the trousers, you'll wear grey won't date, will it, Jim?
No, it never
green
does.
Will date.
Yes. And you'll get bored with it.
Mm.
Yeah.
But grey will not, I mean, Grandad Sid, 65, and he's still wearing his grey suit.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, Dad got married in a suit. I mean, now he's giving it to Grandad.
Mm.
But grey, the actual, it doesn't fit him. I mean, it hasn't, I mean, Dad's was quite an expensive suit when he got married. I mean, all right, that's 18 years ago. And the trousers, I mean, the jacket never, I mean, very rarely does a suit jacket style change. The trousers, you get flared, but that's no problem because you just have them altered. If you have them, you know, I mean, I can't see, I mean, you wear your trousers baggy-ish and long.
It's not time for flared trousers yet.
No,
not
but that's
time.
What I'm saying, it's not time.
I haven't got no shoes to go with, whatever I get.
Well, you've got to have shoes. We know you've got, I mean, you've got just no school shoes. You've got to have this new pair of shoes as well. No good worrying about Lee. You've got, I mean, you can't, you've got to have the things you've got to have. But you all have to get your moon boots and things like that. You all have to buy them for your skiing trip.
I've been given £100 upstairs.
Because that's what the money Dad owed you. Yeah. And it, well, you're meant to get £15, aren't you? He's meant to pay you for the work.
Yeah.
But you haven't got £15.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm going to kick in with 30, aren't I?
Jean's going to help towards your trip too.
Yeah,
thanks, Jean.
And Nan's going to help, so.
Oh, yes, manage it.
You're okay with it, but you've got to buy your moon boots. We should be able to get the market, Jill said. Around, I mean, we can get them in cash and carry for £9.99, but we should be able to get the Black Bush Market for
£5.699. Yeah.
We've managed to hire the jackets, the celepettes, the ski glasses, the socks. I've sorted out, I've told Nan to buy for Christmas. That's no problem. The anorak we've borrowed. So we've borrowed everything. Oh, you've got to buy some proper ski gloves. You want those? Because they're 37 quid, aren't they? And they're set up at 17 quid at the moment.
Like
half
that, yeah.
Price. Now, I saw that, but they're going quite quickly. Because
I'd pounce on those because...
We might have a look in this sport, because Woking... Yeah, but I looked today in Cash and Carry Sport, and they were the same price. No, they were 19 quid, but they were the short ones. The ones you want are the good long ones, aren't they? Mm. And thermal.
Yeah, it's really warm.
Oh no, and they're 30 odd quid, the right price.
Mm. And what are they down to?
£17.99.
Throw your body across them.
We'll see if we can pick up a pair of them. Perhaps you know them for Christmas or something. So we've managed to hire everything. So all you've got to buy is your moon boots.
Mm-hmm.
The suit you've got to have. You've got to have school shoes.
December 13th.
Yeah, well, if we don't get it tomorrow, we'll have to go one night. It's late night shopping till 9 o'clock. If Dad's on his hoppers four, if you can get to Kip, if you go over at 7 o'clock one night, it's not going to take you. It's only going to take you and Dad an hour, isn't it? But he's got to do it on access because there's no money in the bank to write a cheque out and pay for the suit. So I can't go with you.
Have you got any cash cards?
No, you're not having cash cards, are we?
Why?
What do you want a cash card for?
You can't draw out cash if it isn't there, and that's the trouble with the cash card. You tend to
can't have cash cards with a post office account anyway.
No,
the Alliance one.
Yeah, but what do you want a cash card for?
So I can get money out if I ever need it.
Yeah, but that money is you've saved. And I mean, Nan put that in when you were younger too, a lot of it. So I mean, it's for when you're older. When you desperately need, not to just draw out and spend.
No, I won't just draw out and spend.
I'm the expert on that. I've drawn out and spent because it was there. I mean, it's ever so difficult to resist the temptation to spend money.
It's like me, if I had an access card, I'll be buying this, that and everywhere, and I'll say, oh, come on, we'll buy the suit.
Mm.
And then right, and then you can also buy the shirt and the tie. You can afford that because you've got all that money saved. They've had to sponge off him all week, borrow all his money. It ended up we owed him, say, 90 quid.
I know.
Mind you, he went out and he had to have a... mind you, he's had, when you think about it, you've had half of that back. I said to Dave, how have you spent all that money? He said, I've been giving Lee dinner money every day. I said, well, I wondered, he didn't ask me for it. I said, I thought he was using his own.
No, what he was giving me each day is paper money. That's about £150. So altogether, he gave me about £5.
It adds up.
Yeah,
then we had to pay 15 quid for the train ticket. So that's another 20 quid.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to pay for
the computer. It adds up dreadfully. I mean, I'm subbing two of my lodgers. I'm subbing Neil, but that's out of money which he gives me, which really, in theory, ought to be for my own use, you know, for fun. But I get housing benefit for him from the council, and most of that goes back to him for his karate and a pint of beer in the pub, and I sort of dole out a little here and a little there. And I'm also subbing my lodger, Paul. And it mounts up by the time you've bought them some cigarettes and given them some money for the pub and said, well, and the car hasn't got any petrol, so you pay for £10 worth of petrol. You're through £50 before you can blink an eye. It's one of the well-known things about money.
How much would you say this lot here was, Lou?
Including these toppers and that here.
Yeah, they're all Neil's presents.
No. 60.
More, because I then paid another 30 approximately for that 289. Well, that came to 27, and I had, there were two items inside it, I forget what they are. Another nearly £30 cheque on top of the Marks and Spencer's charge card.
Soon goes, my darling.
Too bad, about 8:15. Didn't start until about 26.
That's a 2 hours
before. Yeah, we're going to have a tweet first over there. We'd like to make you in a nice cup of tea. Darling.
Not very well.
What? You've been alright going out tonight?
I haven't.
Well, you've gone out, so bloody well go and do one. Leave your butt.
I've got bath for you in the morning.
Well, yeah, Nell's just been round.
Yes, you've been round.
Yeah, we've got to keep an eye on the water.
Does it work now then?
What does that radiator feel like?
Hot.
Very hot?
No, that's all right.
Just hot. Seems all right.
It's all right.
You'll turn the heating off when you go to bed.
Oh yeah, and I'll check the hot water and if it's really hot. It's in Burnley. Come on, we're doing all this now then. Right, so.
Marge's book. It's underneath the Christmas cards.
I'd be blowed if I saw it on that receipt.
Probably came under the heading of gifts.
$8,409.386. Yeah, gifts. $6.99.
I suppose, yes.
Right, so that's Marge. It's not big, Jane. I don't think that looks big.
Oh, well, I'll take it anyway. I was thinking I might change it in gilt for tomorrow. I think, no, I won't. I won't.
It's not very big. I mean... Mm.
You are more expert on this.
I mean, even with Lee...
I could not have coped with caring for Neil, taking care of Neil, if I hadn't had you for advice and help.
Lee, I always buy Lee large or extra large. Because... But they don't, I mean, Neil, I mean, I know by just looking at him, what he, like his t-shirts and everything, how he sort of wears them. Yeah. And job buttons. About both the same, I think we did.
Are they both black? Because Neil only wears black.
Yeah, they're both black, both mediums, both the same. Give Neil the slightly longer, because he's got longer legs in. So, that's... Was that for Neil as well?
Yes.
So that will do, Neil, what you've got him.
Oh, yes.
Because you've got him a travel pack, body spray, sweat top, top bottoms.
Mm. Yeah. I'll probably buy some sweets and probably a paperback horror or something like that.
That's nice, isn't it? How much was that then?
It wasn't one of the dearer versions of anything. I think it was only about $2.99. I'm not sure.
8.03.
$1.99. Cool. It smells really nice.
Mm. Mm. It's a body spray, isn't it?
Yeah, mm. Body spray. Right, that's Neil.
Now
what's this for?
Son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
Mitch.
Mitch. Sponge. Right, sweat bottoms. Top. Snuggies.
Yep.
Oh, whose is this for?
What is it?
We've got lotion, talc, soap, talc, shampoo, talc, soap, and lotion. Aftershave gel. Oh no, this pack contains aftershave, shower gel, deodorant towel, shampoo. Well, now, what a minute, what about Shirley's husband?
That's probably it, yes. It might well have been it. That's what they might well have had.
Have they got a shower?
Oh yes, all the houses are on their hands.
Yeah, that would do, because you were going to get him something, you were going to get him some slippers. But I mean, Terry.
Mmm.
But what sort of money do you want to spend on Terry? I mean, what other men?
How much was that?
Here's your tea.
Oh, bless you.
$4.99.
Do you know, I think that would do rather well for a long time.
Will you just pass it that one?
Yeah, because you don't want to spend a lot, do you?
No, I don't.
You got the matching?
Oh, do I need one?
Yeah,
on
the floor.
Yeah, so let's give that to Ron.
Yeah.
Let's just see roughly.
All right,
night, dear.
So you don't...
Yeah. Oh, I'll get up about 9. What time are you off out?
I will be out, Colin, got to be done for 9:30, so I expect I'll be up about 7:30.
Well, save me the bath water, please. You can wake me up about 8:30.
Oh, okay.
9. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, let's just write roughly before we.
Mm.
Let's leave that
mm.
for
yes.
toiletries, because we've got some extra sort of
names.
Yes. Leave that one, because that's what I bought as a spare.
That's yours, is it, that one?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's mine, that's $1.99 one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's for my sister-in-law, Rosemary. Now, there are two men's items. Those... tuxedos in the boxes that look like tuxedos. Who did I get those for?
One is mine and one is yours for Paul.
Paul, of course.
What's Rosemary? R-O-S-E.
Oh, Rose, that's right, R-O-S-E, and then Mary, M-A-R-Y.
Let's get one more.
My dad here.
Pop your
quite a lot of things.
Quite a lot of presents.
Yeah. Now, who was the other? I bought two pot for him.
Yeah, they're both yours. You said they can too have it. Who's the other lady? Who's the other copy one? These for me.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give them with them.
Yeah. As Christmas presents, yeah.
Any leader. Pants. Socks.
That's a jolly nice present.
Pants and socks. And then I might get a couple of little soaps or something.
Mm.
Well, what I might do is make a couple of these up, but fill them out a bit more.
Mm.
These are just, say, for a teacher. We've done them cheap.
Yeah.
Put, say, like, go to the body shop, put a couple of animal soaps, so they're, you know, they'd be like that,
mm.
and then obviously if you have more weight in it, they'd be really bushy.
Mm. So that's all I've got for Paul, is it? What's in, what was in the tuxedos exactly? Was it talc and... How much were they?
$2.99.
$2.99? I think I should get him something else.
But talc, shampoo...
Yes, of course.
Let's cut the body spray out of Neil.
Yeah.
Paul.
Tuxedo box and body spray.
And then that's
when I go home, I'll take that list with me.
Because it's got my list on it on, so we'll probably do.
Well, we'll tear it down the middle. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You'll have half. I have half. We'll see what we're doing.
So we're left with
the dollies.
You bought them too, both of them.
I did,
yeah.
Both of them, yeah. And I'm just trying to think what I had in mind. Or did I buy them as odd presents for people who might like them? You know.
I should have got one of those each. They're all yours.
But they're all mine, yeah. That's the odd one. You bought that odd one, didn't you?
They're my sweets. That's my odd.
Yeah.
It's your left with four.
I think my dollies are odds.
What about this?
Bought that for me, didn't I?
Is that weird?
for when I move into my own bedroom again.
That's really
weird. But it could always, of course, come in as an odd. Write it down as an odd.
Fruit biscuits, sweet.
No, that's Mari.
Mari,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah.
Bottled fruit biscuits, sweets. Sherry got slippers. Marge, you got a cat box, a book. Mew, you got travel packs, sweatshop, drop bottoms.
clothes when you've got tissue box, maybe you've got popular own. Do you know you've got popular own? Call Tybox Smellies and Body Spray.
No,
all right,
I'll
left now.
Left
out. Let's go through. Your son. What's he having? Loving you or a tie or?
I haven't got anything for him for that.
She was going to buy that sweater in March for me.
And I decided it just wasn't right. You see, I can't afford to spend a great deal on anybody this year. So I think I want them to spend more than about £12 or £13 on him.
You spent more on the others.
Well, how much have I spent? I mean, don't count Neil because Neil is quite different, you know.
I meant your three
case.
Yeah, but no, I mean I'm just talking about your three main family.
Mary Ann is having what's that basket of toiletries about £12.99, was it? And Mari, the present of food.
Oh yeah, it's all about 13.
Yes, I think I'm keeping it to under 20. So what should I get him? Is in the past I've given him Liberty silk ties. And anyway, I can get them in the sale. If I choose to fight my way up to London, I could get a Liberty tie for about £12. I mean, they're normally 45 or 40.
Let's get the Debs book. That's how I did it. What about a belt? About?
Well, there again, you see, you're talking about dinkies, double income, no kids.
What about?
Oh, I know what I was going to give John.
Wine.
Wine. Of course. But I shan't buy that struggle back to Stoma.
No, you can get that up north.
You can get that locally. Yes,
so
of course,
wine.
That solves that one.
Okay. So now you've got John, you've got, so that family's gone. Now who else is, like Mary Ann, you've got, Mitch, you've got, what about the grandchildren?
Grandchildren, I think, Mummy.
Alright, so that's, who's the fifth one?
Matthew and Ruth. We could have in the past given them 50 each for Christmas, but this year they're going to have to make do with 20. You see, I know I have a
fairly... Why did you get Ruth? I mean, why did you give her, like, why didn't you buy it? She should have bought that, take that bunny, give her that bunny. The lark.
You see, I don't know my granddaughter. This is the sad thing in my life, that I have never been in contact with my grandchildren.
The thing is, they do get a lot from the daughter,
don't they? I know. Book token.
Yeah?
I think so. For Ruth, a book token.
And what about Smith's token for Matthew? Because you can get record books, stationery, videos, computer games.
I'll get a Smith's token for both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better, because you can't go wrong.
No. That's sorted out.
So that's all on the daughter's side. But what about sisters and sister-in-laws or brother-in-laws, is there anything left?
I shall just write to Wynne and Bill and send them a Christmas card. I mean, poor Wynne. I haven't been in touch with them for weeks and months, and the longer you leave it, the worse you feel about it. You know, get guilty. And I can't send them a present.
You don't see them, that's not a good point, is it?
No.
So, okay, so what about Rosemary? Is she the only one who's going to be around for Christmas? You've got hers, but is she the only one? Beauty and fun.
Yes. Yeah.
What about Mary Ann's parents?
Mara's parents, I never bothered with them.
No. Mitch's parents.
Oh, no, I don't bother with them. They're probably away on yet another holiday. They're forever getting off on expensive holidays.
Yeah, that's all right.
I shall just send them a card.
No, I think that's all down.
Mm.
Oh, Carly was going to get the dog for a minute.
Oh, yes.
Right, that's all down in Surrey.